So here we are, the season of Easter, Trinity term, of course, for certain universities across the base.
Yeah.
And yes, Reverend Marie Edwards back with us. Good to see you. Happy Easter, Marie.
Thank you very much, and happy Easter to you too.
And it is important to celebrate that, because there is still this sense that, oh, well, OK, next bank holiday is coming up in a few weeks' time, and then we're sort of heading off to various other bits and pieces. This is something which I think, obviously, we come to this from a Christian perspective, but I think across the base, it's renewal, it's life, it's the joy of being alive to be celebrated.
It is, yeah. I think it's very important to remember that as well. It's like you say about renewal and rebirth and being able to start anew and just recognising that even when you're going through difficult times or when something tragic has happened, good can come out of it in the end.
And recently, of course, we had the reading, of course, with one of the apostles who, in many ways, I mean, we can, with the benefit of hindsight, say, what, you honestly, what were your doubts, Thomas? Please, what was it all about? But isn't that so human that actually, unless we have tangible evidence, unless we actually have that empirical, clear thing, sometimes, for whatever reason, we just find it hard to actually acknowledge that actually things will work out for the best.
Yeah, we do. I think we're becoming a nation of needing proof and of needing evidence. And I think a lot of that goes down to the way society as a whole, having to prove what you've done in your day's work and all that sort of thing. So we've stopped relying on our instincts and we've stopped relying on our emotions and things that we can't measure. And I think that makes it very hard when it comes to people of faith or something like faith, where actually it relies very much on your instincts and what you can't see and what you can't measure and what you can't record. So yeah, it becomes very difficult to do that when, as a society, we deal only in what we can measure and record and prove.
Well, having just gone through my usual annual appraisal at the University of Lincoln, I think, yeah, absolutely, yes, that's what it's all about. You know, what are our targets? What have we done this year? Where are we going? And I mean, we're not saying that necessarily it's a bad thing to have those kind of evidential things there, but at the same time, I think one of the magical things about this, and perhaps even magic is the wrong word, one of the aspects that is important is that positive mental attitude to actually say that things will work out. No matter whoever's listening to this at this stage, whatever contact situation they happen to be in, it's important to focus on that positive outcome.
It is, yeah. I mean, it is so easy to look at sort of the negative side of things. I mean, especially from the medical perspective, whenever you're going through any procedures or things that you come into hospital for, all of the downsides have to be pointed out. So it's so easy to focus on what could go wrong or all the negative side of things. And instead of looking at all the positives and all of the good things that can come out of life. And I think you're right, it is important to have things that we can measure and to be able to prove that we're doing the things that we should be doing. We've got to be accountable, after all, for the things that we're doing. But yeah, it is. You do need a positive mental attitude and to be able to look on the bright side, as in the words of the song, I suppose. It's nice to be able to do that, but you're right, it's very difficult at the same time.
Yes, I think given when always look on the bright side of life is actually used in Life of Brian, it's a particularly apt sort of religious metaphor to actually work through. So yeah, we can work through that whole premise. In many ways, this has been a very busy time, obviously, for yourself and chaplains across the base, really, from that point of view. And I mean, clearly, the Holy Week services, it's more a marathon than a sprint in many ways, but for very good reasons, in sense of words. Obviously, Reverend Len has been doing his Sunday service, Monday services, every Monday, usually.
That's
so
right,
it's scheduled at 1 o'clock. As we are into, as I said at the start of this piece, Trinity season, we kind of have those other 40 days of celebration that's sort of coming through now. Does it get slightly easier, or do you actually now begin to sort of think on to the next kind of milestone in terms of life as a hospital chaplain?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both, really. I think we do have the sort of run-up to the Easter weekend and all the sort of frenzied activity that we do over the weekend here and the extra people and things that we try to do and see. And it's about sort of keeping hold of that as we move away from the Easter weekend and move into the other sort of areas of both church life for the people of faith and also just regular everyday life for people who might not give it a thought once it's a sort of distant past memory. For most people who don't have a faith or don't look at it as a Christian weekend, it's just a couple of extra days off work, and then there's the boringness of going back to work and coming down to earth with a bump. So just being able to hold on to that, as you said earlier, that feeling of hope and being able to take that forward with you as the weekend becomes more and more behind us, really.
Of course, this year was, again, a bit special in all sorts of ways because we had the Feast of the Passover as well, so it's nice to get the Judeo-Christian roots in full force, really.
You remember where it all comes from initially, yeah.
And clearly, obviously, as we know, the studio for Southside Broadcasting is directly opposite to the Islamic prayer room, so it's all united from positive sense.
Fantastic.
You have been missed, obviously, on Book of the Month recently. I realise we haven't quite connected to it from that basis, but hopefully we'll be able to sort of see you in the very near future. A quick plug, of course, for the fact that the Chapel of the Good Samaritan is available for people listening to this any time, really, to actually go in if they're wanting to have a few moments of quiet contemplation. I think mindfulness is the current buzzword that all a lot of industries are actually using and saying it's important to take time to reflect. Those of us who've kind of been blessed with a spiritual perspective beforehand are kind of know, well, and this is a natural way of actually rebooting the human system. But I think one of the aspects about the Chapel of Good Samaritans is available. Do you actually just say when people can actually go in and actually sort of just spend a few moments of quiet time?
Yeah, I mean, the chapel is open 24 hours a day, both here at James Cook University Hospital, and there's one at the Fire Ridge in North Allerton as well, and various quiet rooms and things. So it can be used at any time, day or night. And also, as a chaplaincy team, we have twice during the week where we do sessions of half an hour of meditation, relaxation, over at the Holistic Trinity Centre as well. So anybody who's wanting to take time out just at lunchtime on both a Monday and a Thursday, be welcome to come to those. But the chapel's open at all times, and there's usually a chaplain available 24 hours a day if anybody needs to chat.
There we are, absolutely perfect sort of rounding off for this post-Easter little piece, which we've done via the magic of the telephone from studios separated 126 miles apart in distance.
There we are,
a bit of measuring from that point of view. And I take it you'll be back in the studio before too long, and obviously we'll be sort of continuing. I would have thought, actually, I think it's Whitsun the next sort of time we're looking for, obviously the Holy Spirit and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But obviously, as ever, we look forward to seeing you whenever, Reverend
that
Marie
will be
Edwards.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed.